Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
I love the sun. Greatest thing. Because it makes everyone happy.
Everyone gets happy when they're in the sun and it's just fun.
Dingle is a very rainy place. Really nice to just be out there and you never really get the sun. So when it comes out like that, it's very nice and quite rare.
You get a tan.
Did you know that rates of melanoma, the most serious type of skin cancer, have nearly doubled across Yorkshire in the last 15 years? And particularly at this time of year, it's important to recognise the dangers and to know how you can reduce your risk. Yorkshire Cancer Research help people in and around Yorkshire avoid, survive and cope with cancer. Leah from Yorkshire Cancer Research explains a bit more.
I think the association between skin cancer quite often being caused by overexposure to UV rays, which come from the sun, is well known. But the extent to which I don't think is quite so well known. So around 9 in 10 skin cancers are actually preventable and are caused by that overexposure. I don't think it hurts for people to be reminded about how they can stay safe in the sun.
Somebody who knows a lot about skin cancer and about how they can help us today, I have Dr. Hussein. Hello.
Hello.
So what's your experience with skin cancer then? What's your role day to day?
So I'm in charge of the skin cancer service at Leeds Teaching Hospitals, and skin cancer is what I deal with day in, day out. And up and down the country, there's no doubt that the rates of skin cancer are increasing and we're seeing more and more cases referred to hospitals. So it's something which is very relevant, and it's something that I'm really passionate about, trying to help people pick up early and hopefully prevent as well.
Can you tell us, I'm sure it's very, very complicated, the science behind it, but how does sun cause skin cancer?
Okay, so there's two main types of rays from the sun which reach the skin, and they're called UVA and UVB. And UVB rays are the ones which cause burning of the skin, and UVA causes premature aging of the skin, but both contribute to the formation of skin cancer. And the way it works is that the UV rays actually damage your skin cells. Now, normally what happens is that your body has an immune system which acts like a policing system to tidy up any damaged cells. When the amount of UV damage, however, exceeds the amount of tidying up that your immune system can do, that's when cells go abnormal and become cancerous and precancerous.
So what would I be expecting to see if those processes had happened and I was potentially at risk of skin cancer?
Okay, so if we deal with melanoma, which is the most serious type of skin cancer, then that normally arises from a mole, so a freckle or a dark patch on the skin. And that mole you may have had for a long time, but suddenly it starts to change. It starts to increase in size. The shape becomes a bit irregular. It can become tender. It starts to itch. You may be associated with some bleeding. So one of the things we try and educate people about is if there's any change in a long-standing mole, could that change be as a result of abnormal changes from the sun which have caused it? So that's something that you should go and see your GP with. There are other types of non-melanoma skin cancer which can just behave like a non-healing ulcer on the skin, or a lump or a bump which is tender. So these are the sort of things that we educate people about, and we have this line that if in doubt, check it out.
Sun hats and clothing.
Maybe like clothing when we go in the sea or the pool. I love it. I always hit for the sun, but I do go put sun cream on, and I always aim for shade.
You put a lot of sun cream on, you need to use a higher factor.
And like, don't go out between, I think it's 11 and like 3 or 4, because the sun is really bright then.
At Yorkshire Cancer Research, you deal with a whole variety of different people and a whole variety of different cancers. Today we're talking skin cancer, and I think you probably have some really good advice of easy things, easy ways that people can minimise those risks.
Yeah, so I've just got a few really helpful hints, really. So the first one is to stay in the shade. If we try and stay in the shade between sort of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. when the sun is at its hottest. Another thing that you can do is cover up. So wear a wide-brimmed hat, wear sunglasses, wear loose-fitting clothing that's going to protect your skin from the sun. Even when it's cloudy, when we're in the UK, you don't actually have to be out in the sun for very long for the sun to start causing damage to your skin. And then the most important thing, I think, is to wear sunscreen. But importantly, wear sunscreen that has a sun protection factor, or SPF, of at least 30. And as well, a UVA rating of 4 or 5 stars.
I have seen them before on sun cream bottles, and it's very sort of easy to look. It's like you're shopping for a hotel, isn't it? You want the 5-star, really. 4-star will do. 3 or less, you don't want to bother with
you
that.
You don't. And the other really important thing to look out for as well is don't just go on the brand of the sun cream. So actually sometimes some of the more expensive brands or the brands that you think are going to give you a good protection actually have a lower star rating on them. So really do just check the bottle and see what it is that you're buying.
So when should we actually be applying sunscreen?
You want to make sure that you are applying a lot of it and applying it frequently throughout the day. So put a first coat on around 30 minutes before you leave the house. You can apply a second coat before you go out as well to ensure that you have a full coverage, and then reapply frequently throughout the day, particularly after being in water, after drying yourself with a towel, after sweating, anything like that.
And I presume this sounds like a question that I kind of already know the answer to, but I presume sunbeds, getting a tan, complete no-go.
So there's no safe way to get a tan. When your skin tans, it's actually DNA damage happening to your skin and your skin is trying to protect itself. So absolutely, we do not recommend that people use sunbeds.
If we can fake tan, right? We can do it from a bottle and that's fine.
We can, absolutely. It's probably the only safe way that there is to get a sun kiss look, shall we say.
So it's this time of year, during the summer months, when it's most important to think about reducing your risk of skin cancer. So what would Dr. Hussain's final parting message be?
I think the general message is that skin cancer is not just a cancer of older people, it affects all age groups. So, you know, sunbeds are an absolute no-no. I mean, the way we look at sunbeds are like the way that smoking causes heart disease and lung cancer, in the same way sunbeds cause skin cancer. And I really try and emphasise to people to get familiar with their skin so that if they notice any changes, they can go straight to their GP. And as I said before, the bottom line is, if in doubt, check it out.
Thank you to Leah from Yorkshire Cancer Research and Dr. Hussain from the Leeds Teaching Hospital Trust. If you'd like any more information on not just skin cancer, but a whole range of other cancers, events and fundraising, you can get information at yorkshirecancerresearch.org.uk.
Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.